It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger Maserati. Tuesday, February 11th here from our Town Fair Tire Studios. Felger Maz presented by DraftKings here on 98.5, the Sports Hub and simulcast on NBC Sports Boston across New England and the country. Maz and Big Jim Murray alongside. Fellas, how are we?
What's up, Dweezil?
Hello.
Thought I'd start with a little Brady Watch. How do you feel about that?
I'm in.
Brady Watch Day 31. Brady Watch Day 31. NBC Sports Boston, how many days left until the contract expires? I'm going up, they're going down. Eventually, there's going to be a day when we meet in the middle, and we're going to have the same number, and then maybe I'll start counting down with them. But until that point, we're Brady Watch Day 31. And I know, Maz, you were off late last week, and so you didn't have a chance to weigh in on a Tom Curran column that was written on Friday. And then there's some follow-ups that I think tie into it as well. But there was one portion to his column that you wanted to weigh in on. I'll read it for you, and then you can...
By all means, yeah, please.
Give me your thought. Curran wrote on Friday, and it's a couple days old, but again, we haven't hit on it yet. He says, as it stands right now, very little is going on. 36 days until the contract expires, and as Curran says, as it stands right now, very little is going on. Financial negotiations have not begun. None of the three principals know how this is going to play out. Brady, Belichick, and Kraft. He says Brady's open to coming back under the right circumstances. Same goes for Belichick. But their circumstances are at a crossroads. And while my understanding is that the Patriots are willing to extend themselves financially to keep him, Belichick will receive no edict from the owner on what to do. The Sunday report that the Patriots were willing to go north of $30 million, presumably for a one-year salary, to keep Brady, which came from Ian Rappaport of NFL Media, has been a source of irritation for the team this week. My understanding is no parameters have been set. That number is now an albatross to the proceedings. Okay, so what was your thought on that?
Okay, so my takeaway is, first of all, I was surprised when that report came out and we were at the Super Bowl. Okay, like, first of all, because I'm not sure the Patriots will go beyond $30 million. I'd be shocked if they did. They've had all this time to sign Brady to a deal. They traded Garoppolo the year Brady won the MVP and he passed for 500 yards in the Super Bowl, and they didn't give him an extension then. Now, all of a sudden, 2 years later, they're going to give him more than $30 million a year?
I don't think so.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So when I saw the report, I said, that's interesting. And I thought, maybe the Patriots just leaked that out there because they're trying to scare off suitors. That a team looks at it and says, well, if the Patriots are going to give him more than $30 million, we're not doing that. He's a 42-year-old quarterback, and maybe that's what it was. As you were reading it, it's also possible that the Brady side did that to up the market.
That was my initial thought. As soon as I read it, I figured this was Brady and his camp putting this out there. This is what the number is, and we already kind of know it, even though can't tamper, but they know.
Brady would speak for the Patriots? Brady would speak for the Patriots and say that the Pats were willing to go north of $30 million?
Well, it was a lie.
Yeah.
His agent.
You put the screws to him.
Right.
This is what the number's going
to
be.
His agent throws it out there and says, yeah, you know, we believe the Patriots are going to be willing to go north of 30 just to tell every other team out there, don't even show up if you're going to come in at less than this.
I see.
Right? So whatever it is, whichever side it's coming from, and I'll allow for either one. I'm not telling you it was one over the other. I think, and you might know this better than I, Ian Rappaport, who initially reported that, did Rappaport have a good relationship with the organization, more the Crafts than Belichick?
You bet.
That was the belief, right? So, okay, so it could be coming from that side, or it's coming from an agent. Whatever it is, somebody's monkeying around. That's what I'm telling you. I think someone is trying to affect the market or prepare suitors for what the number is going to be to try to either scare or entice, one or the other.
So I have a different conspiracy theory, because Kern had the same thing. Kern had the, you know, not the $30 million number, but again, Kern reported, maybe it was last week at the Super Bowl, that the Pats were willing to extend themselves financially to keep him. So, you know, he's not going to take that from the janitor or from Brady's side.
Sure.
That's from the Patriots side. So I think that ownership is letting it be known, yeah, well, we're going to pay him, because they're waging this PR campaign. They don't want the positioning of themselves and angling for PR purposes already begun big time. I mean, right? I mean, you know that.
Sure.
So the Pats don't want to put out there that, no, we're not willing to pay him. Nah, we're not going to pay him. They want it out there that, no, we want him and we're willing to pay him. They're going to put it on him. They're putting it on him.
No question.
So, no question. So when Rappaport and Kern say that they're willing to extend themselves financially, I believe they're getting that from the team side, and that's what the team is putting out there. Not that they're trying to scare off suitors or play the negotiating game. They're playing the PR game. And that is, no, we're willing to pay them.
So I don't rule that out either, because obviously that's important to them. And I'll tell you what, though, I do draw a distinction between current...
And again, I'm sorry just to jump in, because then Kraft is asked yesterday over the weekend at the Oscar party or whatever. And he's asked, you know, that every time Kraft is anywhere near a reporter, he gets shouted at. What are you going to do with Brady? And he says the other day, well, you know what I want. So that's the whole ownership stance. We want him back. We're willing to pay him. We'll go to the market. But it's up to Tom and Bill. That's the whole, it's just a PR position.
Yeah, no question. Again, and I don't eliminate that part of it. I will say this, though, that I draw a big distinction between Rappaport and Curran, because Rappaport put a number on it. Curran says extend themselves. What does that mean? Does that mean a $20 million base with 12 in incentives?
It could mean anything. It's
okay,
true.
Okay, right. So that, you know, there's room for manipulation with the Curran report. And when I say that, I'm talking about whoever the source is. Well, we're willing to extend ourselves. Well, what does extend mean for the Patriots and for Belichick? Because in their minds, they extended 2 years ago and they gave him $5 million in incentives. And Brady laughed at it and had no choice but had to take it. Did they really, quote-unquote, extend themselves with that offer? Or did they really stick it to him? Because I felt they stuck it to him. So I don't doubt. I'm more apt to believe Tom. Okay, I'm more apt to believe Tom because he's around the team every day. And I also think that the way he wrote it was looser. It allows for more wiggle room. So I just have a hard time believing that the Patriots at the end of the day are going to give Tom Brady more than $30 million guaranteed for 1 year.
My belief was that he would have to take a pay cut from last year, which was 23. I mean, that's if all things being equal, if they had it their way, he's making less. They've wanted him to make less. His number was really 15 each of the last 2 years, and then there was the incentive package the year before, and the last year they just gave it to him because, I don't know, maybe he threatened to sit out a preseason game, or who knows. But I think they want him going down, not up. I'd be stunned if it was over 30.
So then in either of these cases, though, whether it's an I'm with Maz, that it's Brady's people and his agent, you know, kind of putting the number out there to kind of stick it to the Patriots, letting you know, hey, this is what the number's going to be, or like how you think, Mike, it's ownership getting ahead of it, saying, you know, because if he goes somewhere else and it's more money, hey, this is what the number was. The source of irritation that's referenced in Tom's story, that's Belichick. There's no doubt in my mind that the source of irritation then is Belichick, because he doesn't want to give him that kind of money. You know he doesn't want to give him that kind of money.
I mean, that Murray makes a good point, because I have a hard time believing Bill would talk specific dollars.
I bet they're all irritated by it, meaning 30's not the number. Now if we don't hit 30, we're letting Tom Brady go, we're cheaping out, or we don't want Tom Brady. They don't want, you know, they want to be able to fudge the numbers like they almost always do. Option bonus this, deferred payment there, guaranteed bonus second year this, phony money there, voidable years that. I mean, they want to, that's the whole point of the salary cap. The owners get to hide what the real money is. So a real number on that doesn't behoove them at all.
But I tend
to think, because if Brady's, because if they come in under 30, it's like, well, you didn't pay market. Like, so I don't think they want a number out there, period.
I'm
sure. They definitely don't.
But I tend to think if it comes to nut cutting time, they would give him that. Robert would give Brady that number to keep him here to ensure that he retires a Patriot.
And would
he
Bill?
Doesn't take the PR. No!
No way.
That's why I think he's the source of irritation. He doesn't want a number on it, and there's no way he would pay a 43-year-old quarterback that kind of money.
So yeah, Bill's definitely irritated. Like, well, on the odds of who's irritated, Bill's one.
He's always irritated. But it's
that's
like
a given.
But it's like, he doesn't really care at the end of the day. The PR isn't his. He's not his, you know. It's not his franchise. It's not his legacy. You know, he's okay with letting Tom Brady go more than the Krafts anyway, right? So I think from a PR standpoint, that's more of a Kraft thing. Did you read this Bill Barnwell story on the ESPN that I gave you the other day or this morning, whatever? Bill Barnwell, the columnist on ESPN, you know, like we're all doing, did some musical chairs and had some proposals and how the dominoes would fall across the league based on where Brady signed.
It's got the cartoon Brady in the different uniforms. It's fun.
Exactly.
Okay, go ahead. No, I missed this.
Okay, hold on. So he started with just, you know, the first domino in each scenario was Brady. Okay? So the first scenario with the first domino was Brady, and then he would give you what happened next. Like, for example, scenario number one, Bears signed Brady to four-year, $110 million deal. Then the dominoes would fall like this. Patriots trade a third to Carolina for Cam Newton. Marcus Mariota signs a two-year, $18 million deal with the Panthers. Teddy Bridgewater goes to the Colts. Bears then trade Mitch Trubisky to Miami for Josh Rosen. Okay. So he has all these scenarios, but he starts with a contract to Brady. And the number one is Chicago signs Brady 4 years, $110 million. He writes, trying to link up with the NFL's best non-Patriots defense and win one more Super Bowl, Brady signs what really amounts to a one-year, $35 million deal with voidable years attached. Allen Robinson, weeping after 6 years of catching passes from Blake Bortles and Mitchell Trubisky, hands Brady his number 12 jersey at the GOAT's unveiling. But anyway, 4 years, $110 million to the Bears. Next scenario he comes up with. Chargers sign Brady to 5 years, $180 million. 5 years, $180 million. Then what would happen? Phillip Rivers would sign with Jacksonville. Jaguars would then take Nick Foles, trade him to the Colts.
Love that.
The Colts would also trade up for Tua, and he would apprentice under Nick Foles. Taysom Hill would sign an offer sheet with the Raiders.
Ooh.
And the Pats would give Teddy Bridgewater a three-year, $60 million deal.
Okay.
Chargers sign Brady, 5 years, $180 million. In desperate need of both a reliable quarterback and a marquee player to sell tickets in their new stadium, the Chargers find both in one fell swoop by inking the greatest player in NFL history. Brady's deal crucially includes three guaranteed years, meaning that LA is committed to Brady's long-discussed plan to play until he's 45. Third scenario, Colts sign Brady to four-year, $160 million deal. Then, Pats trade first-round pick to Detroit for Matthew Stafford. Teddy Bridgewater signs with the Chargers. Jags trade up to draft Justin Herbert.
Herbert, yeah.
That's not Hebert. Herbert?
No, it's Herbert.
That's a kid from Oregon,
Oregon,
right?
Oregon, yeah.
Oregon kid. Eagles then reacquire Nick Foles. Saints sign the much-discussed Andy Dalton to 1 year, $6 million deal. This is fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's good.
But anyway, what I'm fixated on is Brady signs with the Colts 4 years, $160 million. What's the ultimate revenge on Josh McDaniels for leaving the Colts at the altar? Barnwell writes, I don't seriously think they would be signing Brady merely to exact some revenge, but it couldn't hurt. Indianapolis has a sound offensive line, a strong long-term plan, and the cap space to make Brady the league's first $40 million per year quarterback. So what I really want to fixate on is Colts 4 years, $160 million, Chargers 5 years, $180 million, Bears 4 years, $110 million. Now, I know in the NFL, the whole point of the cap is to make, you can make the contract look, you can call it whatever you want.
Monopoly money.
This is why the cap is crap, because the contracts are crap. You can make the contracts say whatever you want, but it's, you know, it's never the real money. So with that being said, if these are really the numbers that we're talking about for Brady, I mean, I don't know what Barnwell's coming up with these, but if that's what we're talking about, one of these kind of deals, is this thing already over?
Yeah.
Yes.
If the numbers are that and the years are that, That's it. He ain't coming back.
It's over.
They're not going to give him that.
I mean, if that's really what's going on out there.
I mean, the AAVs you just rattled off, just to make it simple, 27.5 to 40 million. Now, in the first scenario, was actually 35 guaranteed for 1 year based on what you said. But you're talking $30 to $40 million. Patriots aren't spending that. Not even close.
Here's my question. Is it all over? Is it already over? 617-779-0985. Every day, it's a new rumor. Every day, it's new speculation. Every day, it's Brady to the Cowboys. That thing won't die. That thing still won't die. Every day, it's something new. Is it already over?
I love the Dallas idea.
Your thoughts right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Go some, Felger. How about a mere cup, but you are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
I wouldn't pay him.
A 98.5 to Sports Hub.
Tom Brady is intent on getting to free agency. This is why he wanted that in his deal in August. When they couldn't come to that long-term extension, he said, no franchise, no transitional tag. I want to control my own destiny. You're not going to control me. And I think as he gets closer to this, you just keep hearing from people around him that, look, this is something that he wants. He's never had this opportunity. Now, maybe that's a leverage play, Andrew. Maybe he's just trying to push the Patriots to put all their chips on the table. I could see that being a possibility. But again, having never been here before, there's a whole other world out there. He spent 20 years in New England. He's been dealing with Bill Belichick. It's been a great marriage, although, like any marriage, plenty of friction. And maybe he just says, we can't do any more here. We've done all we need to do. Maybe it's time for me to explore somewhere else.
Mike Giardi yesterday. Brady Watch is where we're beginning. What did you say to me during that cut, Maz? You asked a question?
Yeah, I did. Did Curran report initially that when Brady asked for that, that there was, you know, friction or contention?
Yes. I don't recall.
Okay, because I thought I heard him say something effective. Belichick initially said, why would we give him that? And the Kraft said, no, we're going to give him that. In which case, Belichick, you know, is looking at the Kraft school and what the hell are you giving him control for? What are you doing? Like, the seeds of this thing, and I can see that scenario. Bill Belichick giving up leverage? No way. Not in a million years. No way. And so if that decision was made, like this part of it never occurred to me. I'm sorry to, like, you know, this part of it never occurred to me that Bill would have said, we're not going to give up the right to franchise you. And the Kraft said, no, yeah, we are. In which case, like, you know, Bill's already looking at it going, this is dumb. There's no way Bill's willing to give up leverage to Brady. No way.
I have no idea where you're getting that from. Did your Apple Watch just go off again?
No, it didn't, but I'll tell you later.
I don't get the tell you later thing. I mean, I don't know how you can parse out what Bill would want with the franchise tag and what the Kraft would want with the franchise tag.
I heard Curran say it. So that's all. And so, you know, I'm not trying to be deceitful or cute.
Yeah.
I was just going to tell you off the air.
Yeah.
That I heard Curran say it, and I had not heard that before. And so the idea of, you know, Bill's saying, no, we're not going to give you that. And the Kraft's going, well, no, he has the right to do what he wants. What? Like, right away, Bill's looking at it going, what are you doing? So Bill wants the right to decide. Bill wants the power. Now it's being taken away from him. Like, Bill doesn't want to bring this guy back. He doesn't want to bring the guy back, especially with the money, what the money's going to take. No way. Whether Kraft is willing to overrule him, to me, is, again, that's still out there. But the idea that they would willingly give it up, that was a totally a Kraft decision. That was not a Belichick decision is what I'm getting at. You get me?
Yeah. I mean, I have no idea. I have no way to know if that's right or wrong.
Okay.
Because I have no inkling about, like, I just can't parse it that closely. Like, I mean, I agree generally that Robert Kraft would want him back and Bill would take a harder line. Like, that I agree. On the franchise tag specifically, I mean, I thought it was part of that negotiation that he almost didn't get on the plane to Detroit. Right? It's like, no, I'm not taking incentives this time. I'm not taking that stupid incentive package. Well, then what do we... Well, we're not going to give you eight. We'll give you five and no franchise. Okay. And it was all like wrapped into that sort of negotiation.
Yeah. And it might have been. I'm just saying that I don't think Bill had anything to do with that. That would be my guess based on hearing Curran say it the way he said it.
Yeah.
That Bill initially reacted to it like, well, why would we give up the franchise tag? And that the Krafts decided that they would give up the franchise tag. And,
this whole thing.
I'm still stunned that they gave that up.
The whole, you know, again, parsing it out, which is Kraft, like, this is Bill's decision. This is Bill's decision. Boy, do they want it both ways. Because I guarantee you, if Brady comes back and if he comes back on a big contract, we are going to hear how Robert Kraft couldn't stand the thought of him in another uniform and he stepped up. Like, we're going to hear that. He's going to get credit for it.
Oh, you're going to get it shoved down your throat.
If he stays, Kraft's going to get credit for stepping up financially, isn't he? But if he goes, it's like, well, that wasn't my call. Like, you know, like, and that's the piece where it's just like, let's just call it for what it is. I mean, shall we? Shall we on that one?
It's true, though. Bill can't win here.
Okay, so your thoughts. Jordan in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Jordan.
Hey, guys. So an article was written by Mike Fisher, Dallas Cowboy beat writer today, that down in Miami, Michael Irvin was talking with people, and Brady's going to go to the Cowboys. Cowboys are going to trade Dak Prescott to New England. And my thing is, you know, obviously I think it's somewhat of a good move. Jerry Jones is going to let Brady win number 12, Roger Staubach.
I'm just going to cut you off. Michael Irvin said it on the radio here in Boston across the street last Friday is what you're referring to. And so he even walked it back over the weekend, and then there was a day of reporting on it, people saying it's really unlikely. And then Mike Florio on Pro Football Talk wrote this in the last 24 hours. Headline, Tom Brady to the Cowboys may not be as crazy as it sounds. So, like, Florio is sly like a fox. You know, he hears things, and then he'll couch it as an opinion. But, you know, instead of saying, you know, this is sort of silly and da-da-da-da-da, Florio says, nope, may not be as crazy as it sounds. Florio writes that even though Irvin took to Twitter to say the very significant people from which he heard the Brady Du Bois possibility isn't Jerry Jones or anyone who works for him, the fact remains that some very significant people led Irvin to say that it's a possibility. So maybe it is. Consider this. Dak Prescott has the Cowboys by the cojones, and he's squeezing hard. He has rejected all offers on a long-term deal, forcing them, the Cowboys, to consider the franchise tag. And if he's tagged, Prescott may stay away from all off-season training camp and preseason work. Showing up a week before the regular season begins, that would make it very difficult for the team to thrive in the first season of Mike McCarthy's tenure as head coach.
So he'll blow off offseason. So in other words, he's pulling a Brady.
So this is right, but in a far more, I think, bombastic fashion, which, like, that's a whole thing to consider. Because people say, well, okay, they can't come to terms with Prescott. They'll just franchise him. Well, most players don't like that. And they either hold out or, short of a holdout, Prescott could do what Florio just said. Blow off the whole offseason, and there's a new coach, new system, new scheme, and the quarterback's not showing up for it. And so Jerry Jones says, well, if you're going to play it like that, I'll just go get Brady. And so, like Florio says, this is not that crazy.
Oh, I don't think it is crazy at all. I think Dallas could absolutely be in the mix. The only part of what the caller said that I disagree with is Prescott in New England.
No way. They're not going to pay him 30 either.
Exactly right. Because Prescott's going to get his money somewhere. That's the point, and it's not going to be here.
Pete in Delaware. Hi, Pete. You're up next with Felger and Maz, presented by DraftKings. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, guys. Hey, I thought Brady would come back, and he still may, but now that they're letting him go to free agency, the problem's going to be is there's going to be a dumb team Raiders probably, or somebody else is going to offer him more years and more money than New England was ever comfortable going to, because someone's going to blow him out of the water. And even if New England takes him back, what are they going to be able to add to the team if they have to overextend themselves? So I think either way, New England may end up losing.
Okay, they have the money to sign Brady and whoever they want. Don't buy that crap, okay? So they can do it if they want. The question is, do they want to pay Brady that real money? And Bill Barnwell, back to that. Whether all these teams are willing to offer all that money, he said, you know, whether that's true or not isn't the question. The question is one of them? Is one of them?
No question. I think no question.
Is one of them willing to do that? 5 years. Colts, 4 years, 160, 40 per. The first two are guaranteed at 40 per, Tom. You know, something like that. Is there going to be one team that's willing to do that?
I mean, I think there probably is going to be more than one, but my answer is yes.
And in which
what about
case,
you?
In which case, yes, I do. I mean, I think so, and not only do I think so, I would hope so. I would hope so. Like, I hear the analysis of some of these teams, like Tennessee. Well, you know, they're happy with what they had in Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill? Like, stop, like, that I don't want to hear. Or, you know, Gruden enjoyed working with Derek Carr. No, stop with this. Like, if you've got a chance for Brady, Chicago is all in on Mitch Trubisky. Really? They're all in on Mitchell Trubisky when they have the best defense in the league and haven't had a quarterback my entire lifetime, and they're that close, and they have the room to do it, and they wouldn't extend for Brady? Like, come on, of course you will. Of course they will. I think they will. They should.
I mean, I think there are a lot of teams, you know, when I say a lot, it doesn't take more than a few, but I can think of a handful of teams that I think would absolutely be in on Brady. I can't imagine why they wouldn't. And so now, look, you've raised some things in the past, too. Would Brady be interested in them? I don't know. Like, Indy's an interesting one. And again, it relates to Giselle. Is Giselle involved in the decision or not? Are they together or are they not? Who the hell knows? But Indy, indoors, good coach, lots of cap space. Like, there'd be a lot of, you know, now there's a...
Other than the fact it's Indy.
Okay, right. And also, now there's a Patriot element with Indy, too, given the history of the teams. Like, would Brady go? I don't know. I'm just saying. But Indy could absolutely do it.
Okay, so we continue with this thought. We're also going to give you Kern in his column. Did a little bit of a Brady watch reporting manifesto, which I enjoyed reading. I want to read it, and then I want to present our own Felger and Maz Brady watch reporting manifesto.
Oh, I like this.
He made it very clear in his column how he's going to approach this, why you should read him and his coverage, and... It was strident. It was,
firm.
It was firm. It was from the heart. And it was, I called a Brady Watch reporting manifesto. Kern has his. We'll give you the Felger and Maz Brady Watch reporting manifesto, right?
Mission statement.
Right after Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Colin Cowherd of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Maz.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Maz.
You guys do a great show.
98.5 to Sports Hub.
All right, Pelgrim has Brady Watch reporting manifesto. Already getting emails. Are you guys going to spend all day talking about Brady getting $40 million? Jerome writes in, Brady Watch, yes, it is over, Felger. He was never leaving. Paul writes in, Brady, $40 million. Are you really going to spend 4 hours talking about how Brady's going to get $40 million over 4 years? Really? Okay, so already complaining about the Brady Watch. Here's our Brady Watch manifesto. And what's given me the inspiration is Tom Kern, who topped off his column last Friday with a lengthy, some would say sanctimonious, but it's not. He's just sort of, telling you how he's approaching the story. And that is, well, it's the Patriots are the greatest dynasty in NFL history. Belichick is the league's greatest coach, and Tom Brady is its greatest quarterback and perhaps its greatest player, right? He says, well, then our shop, meaning NBC Sports Boston, can't be out here hand-wringing about over-covering what's unfolding. If a line of fire engines goes tearing down the street, we can't sit on the front porch and wonder what all the hubbub is. We're going to check it out. And we'll do our best to confirm whether it's just smoke, a real fire, or a false alarm, and we'll tell you. So I'm with him on that 100%. That's the first thing of our manifesto. We're going to cover the crap out of it. And every time we don't do a Brady Watch segment, I actually feel a little guilty. Spent a lot of time yesterday on the Sox. We'll do some more today. Spent some time on the Bruins. And every time we don't do a Brady segment, I actually feel like we're leaving something on the table. Like if it were really up to me, every day, every segment, 4 hours a day. So you don't like it? I can't help you.
You're not getting any argument from me.
Okay, so then he says, over 22 years for me and 10 years for Phil Perry, we've gotten to know the landscape and the people we cover. Brady, his agents, Don Yee and Steve Dubin, Bill Belichick, the Kraft family. We've gotten to know them as well as anyone. When we report something, you can trust it's well vetted. When we offer an opinion or an analysis, you can trust it's not plucked from the ether. It's based in something. On or off the record conversations, past observations, the institutional knowledge you get when you're immersed in something for a long time, he says. So that when they go after it and they opine on it, you can trust that it's coming from somewhere and that it's vetted and it's based in something. I would like to tell you that when we report something here on Felger and Maz, you can trust it's not well vetted.
Yep, we're wearing our boots.
When we offer an opinion or analysis, you can trust that it is plucked from the ether. Straight from the ether. And oftentimes it's based in nothing. Where Tom Curran says their reporting is often based in something and on the off the record conversation, past observations, institutional knowledge. Ours sometimes is based on purely what's in our gut or in nothing, in no on the or off the record conversation, no past observation or no institutional knowledge. It's just something that sounds interesting that might be right or might not. And we will run with it and have fun with it because I find this thing fun as crap.
Yep, because I chase fire engines.
And so sometimes Maz's Apple Watch goes off. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes he hears things. Sometimes he doesn't.
Sometimes it's a group of New York moms posting a Giselle sighting on Facebook. Felger and Maz will be there running with it.
Happily. And if it's wrong, it's wrong. I mean, it's not my report. Some Facebook group. So that's what you can trust with us, that we will have fun with the story. Because at the end of the day, I'm sorry, this is fun for me. And I know for real hardcore fans, it might not be. He's your favorite player and the most important guy ever, and he might leave. And so that's not as fun for you. But
you never know where there's smoke, there's fire. You know, one of these things might actually come to fruition.
So it's fun for me to waft through all that smoke. And I don't even know what verb I just used.
Waft
through all that smoke.
Sift through the rubble.
Kern says, for over 22 years, for me and 10 years for Phil Perry, we've gotten to know the landscape and the people we cover. Brady and his agents, Don Yee, Steve Dubin, Bill Belichick, and Kraft. I used to know those people. I used to talk to those people. I haven't talked to them in over 10 years, and if they even remember me now, and I'm not sure that they would, if they did, they wouldn't take a leak on me if I were on fire. They would not return my call.
Can't say I'd blame them.
When Bill happens to cross me, I cross paths with him on Nantucket, the look is either, who is this jackass? I kind of remember him. I don't like the look of him. Or I do remember this a-hole, and boy, do I hate him. And again, would not take a dump on me if I needed to survive for one last breath.
And then when he does recognize who you are, he tilts his head back. He puts his right index finger to his right nostril, and he blows snot out his left.
So
that's not rocking.
So that's our reporting manifesto on Tom Brady. I think it's It's a great story. I think there's a lot of truth in some of the stuff, probably no truth in a lot of the stuff, but this is what happens when you get to free agency. This happens in free agency in any league, in any sport with any big player like this. Rumors, daily reports, false flags, smoke, fire, agents leveraging people, lies, truth, you know, all of it. And this is what it is. And it's only for the most important player in the history of the sport. So, yes, we're going to wade through all of it. And there you go. There's our manifesto. Jake in Boston, what do you got?
Hey, Felger, two quick points. One, this isn't fun. I disagree with you. And be careful what you wish for. Because if this Brady-less Patriots team underachieves and you have ratings impact that happened post-Bruins, plus you lose all the election ad spending, I don't know what's going to happen to you guys next year in terms of layoffs. And two, Bronwell is wrong because Brady isn't the first domino that falls. You're the first domino that falls because you can make a trade first. And to be honest, I'm wondering what the heck Belichick is doing, because there should actually be legitimate rumors right now around like a Matthew Stafford.
Oh, there is. Haven't you heard the Andy Dalton rumors? Yeah, I would not. I've said this. I would not be surprised one bit. And this is pure conjecture, just a guess, just me thinking with some institutional knowledge of following the Patriots the last 20 years. Will they protect themselves first before Brady makes his call? Because
yes,
they've done that many times over the years. Have a quarterback in their back pocket so they have some leverage when they go with Brady. And that quarterback may make you wretch, but whoever it is gives Bill some peace of mind. Andy Dalton, Derek Carr, Nick Foles, whoever.
I wonder if they'd be more willing to do that now because they didn't protect themselves at tight end last year. They just went through this dance with Rob Gronkowski and they ended up with nothing.
Exactly. So I would not be surprised with that one bit. And if Brady leaves, the team tanks, and interest falls, we already know what's happening. They're going to switch the country station over here, and Murray's going to be introducing Blake Shelton records on 98.5 The Bull, or whatever. I don't know. What do you call it?
Whatever it is. Yeah. Either way. But yeah.
Yeah!
The fear of the crumbling Brady industrial complex. Oh, that's real. Let me tell you.
See, I don't feel it until Bill leaves. And then the team has to go, 4-12, three straight years. And then, then maybe we're spinning Britney Spears records or something. But I think I think we have a little runway on that.
Dude, just get me to 2030, then I catch up.
Long commercial for
you.
Oh, another name. Here's another name for you to wonder about. Will Bill put in his back pocket to protect himself for Brady? There's another name that's popped up for the Patriots at the quarterback position. We'll give that to you right after this in our long commercial free segment.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Miss something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Breeze out. Taysom Hill stays in. I don't like any play with Drew Breeze on the sidelines. Hill going to throw. Deep down the middle. Harris. Breeze on the sideline. Inside 5-5 to the rookie Deontay Harris.
Well, it is interesting. We talked to Sean Payton, and I mentioned to him about the arm strength of 40-year-old Drew Brees, and he talked about Taysom Hill and his ability to deliver the deep ball. That's a great move on the outside by Deontay Harris on that route. And yet, even Deontay Harris, with his speed and Hill's arm, he's got to hold up and wait for it. Otherwise, this is a walk-in touchdown.
Listen to Troy Aikman protect Drew Brees there. That was a great ball by Taysom Hill. And Drew Brees played like crap in that game. That was the long completion Hill had against Minnesota. They lost that game. But Brees could hardly make a play. All the big plays came from Taysom Hill in that game. And there's again, Troy Aikman sort of protecting Drew Brees. Taysom Hill. I like this guy. I don't know if he's a franchise quarterback, but I love watching him play, and I think there's something there. How do you feel about him? If the next Patriots quarterback was Taysom Hill, how would you feel about that?
So in a vacuum, I don't love it. But if you were to tell me that you're putting him with Stidham and the idea is to create this, you know, competition. And I know Hill's older. He's 30, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like he's a kid. But you want to create some sort of internal competition thing and let's see what happens and then we'll assess again in a year? Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But if that's the guy, gun to my head, my answer is no.
Yeah, it's close. It's close. I mean, you know, I like him. I love watching him play.
The skill set's interesting. And
I think there's something there. But then now you say franchise quarterback, Felger, that's the guy. I didn't say that. You know, I don't know. I don't know if I'm willing to go that far with that.
No, I told you, if this is a let's throw as much crap against the wall and see what happens and, you know, poke Stidham and maybe even draft another guy, like, fine. But, you know, to, like, commit? No. Like, you know, you got to give him a contract now and no. Well, although Bill would freaking take his clothes off for this guy.
Okay, you think so? Why?
Because of the versatility factor. He gets off on that. And so, hell, he'll, you know, now it's a quarterback, it's a little bit different. But aside from the fact that he's mobile and, you know, big arm and all the other stuff, he can play special teams, like there's all this stuff that Bill would like rub himself in butter for crying out loud to get a guy like this.
So our friend Michael Hurley thinks it might be a possibility. First of all, Taysom Hill is talking big. He said to the Associated Press around the Super Bowl, I definitely view myself as a franchise quarterback. I think as you look at it, you know, the other question is it in New Orleans? Is it somewhere else? As you go into free agency, this is the time that you start to find out how people view you. We haven't gotten into free agency long enough to really know how guys view me, and we'll just handle it as it comes. Jay Glazer also reported, remember, at the Super Bowl that the Saints do view him as the next quarterback, as the quarterback of the future. And they'd put him on the bench for one more year if Brees wants to come back for one more year. That was Jay Glazer's reporting. The problem is he's a restricted free agent, not unrestricted. So this means you have to tender him at a certain level, which they will. And the highest level, I can't remember what it is. I don't know. Whatever that salary is. $1 million, $3 million, I can't remember. But you tender him at that level. And he is then available to go around the league and, get offers and solicit offers is what I was trying to say. The Saints then have the right to match, or if they don't match, the team that then takes them on that offer sheet has to give up a first and third round pick. Okay? So a first and a third round pick for Taysom Hill. And Michael Hurley had a quote from Sean Payton that he gave to Peter King.
I saw this is a good one.
That caught his eye. Said, so this is what Sean Payton said to Peter King. Yeah, I think that someone's going to make him an offer. But the first thing the fan has to understand is if we tender Taysom as a one, meaning again, placing that first round tag on him, the team that makes the offer on him and signs him to an offer understands they're going to give up a first round pick if we don't match. That's easier to do if you're pick number 22, 23, 24, 25. We might very well see if it's a team in the second half of the first round. So Payton, and that's exactly how it is. If you have to give up your first round pick, if it's at the bottom of it, that makes much more sense. Okay? So Hurley writes on CBS Boston Sports, our old place, our old guy, Michael Hurley. And while Payton doesn't envision any team giving up a top 20 pick for the soon-to-be 30-year-old, you forget, Taysom Hill's almost 30. He clearly, meaning Payton, has heightened awareness of teams in the 20s who may be in need of a versatile quarterback. And Payton specifically noted picks 23 to 25. Okay, here's who's picking 22 to 25. The Bills are at 22. They have their quarterback. So strike out 22. The Saints themselves are at 24. So they don't not involved in that process. The Vikings are at 25 with Kirk Cousins. Okay, strike them off the list. So guess who's sitting there at number 23? The New England Patriots. He says, then there's the Patriots sitting at number 23 with a very, very uncertain quarterbacking situation. Based on the specificity. Thank you, of his quote, and based on what could be seen as a willingness for the Patriots to move on from Tom Brady, it would seem as though Peyton is envisioning Bill Belichick sitting in a darkened room, breaking down film of all the different things he'll can do, envisioning how that might reinvigorate an offense that had sand in its gears in 2019. So, interesting bit of sort of putting the, you know, connecting the dots there by Michael Hurley.
Yeah, and look, honestly, good job by him. Like, you go through those picks in particular. And
he says 22, 23, 24, 25. Well, 22, 24, and 25 are all spoken for. 23 is the Patriots, and they need a quarterback.
Exactly. Now, I think he, you know, I not to, like, blow up the whole idea. He did say the Vikings, in theory, could move on from Cousins. Maybe they're a candidate, too. But regardless, the Patriots are in that mix, right? So I look at that, and I say, okay, like, that could totally be right. 23, if I'm the Patriots, I'm not giving up 23 for him.
So I was just going to ask, 23 for Taysom Hill.
Too high.
And no. A third.
No.
Too high.
It's way too high.
It's too much.
And not only that, it would be negligent based on the Garoppolo deal. I've said my piece on Garoppolo. I was right again. But Bill should have got more for him. That's ironclad fact. Based on the buzz alone, he should have got more than a second-round pick for Garoppolo. And so now, a handful of years later, he's going to trade the 23rd pick overall for a quarterback like Garoppolo, who played very little, who's being buzzed about. You're going to trade a first-round pick for him? If I'm ownership, I don't allow it. Based on your last deal for a quarterback, again, Garoppolo, what you're doing now makes no sense. It doesn't make any sense. It would be spitting in the face of ownership and the fans. You traded away Garoppolo for only a second, but now a guy who's also played very little, you're going to trade away the 23rd overall pick for him? No, you don't get to do it.
Do you think Bill would do it?
Of course he would.
Who would you rather have, Murray? And I'm asking you specifically, with all your biases, you know, included. Who would you rather have, Jimmy Garoppolo or Taysom Hill?
Oh, I'd take stupid Garoppolo. Like, I'm not that big of an a-hole.
So really, so then you're really down on Hill.
Debatable, Murray.
Because you don't think Garoppolo's good at all.
I think Hill, like, the skill set's interesting. I just don't know if he can be a quarterback. I hate these gadget players. So that, you know, as much as I'm biased against Garoppolo, I hate gadget players. Cordell Stewart, Zahir Hakeem, Hill. Like, maybe he has the acumen to be a quarterback. Maybe. I just don't know. And I hate the age. He's already 30. If we're talking about a 24, 25-year-old kid, I can see the upside. 30?
Do we think the league's going in his direction? Like, one of those kind of things? You're taking the cheese on that?
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean,
yeah.
Based on Lamar Jackson,
now, again, when you say the league going in his direction.
Mobile quarterbacks have never been more important or more mainstream, you know, or coveted, etc.
Yes. Yep. Now, again, Lamar Jackson sort of takes it to another level because of the running game, right? So, but generally speaking, mobile quarterbacks, yeah. I think that great athletes are playing quarterback now. And that these guys, you know, and it also is affecting the way teams play defense. I think part of the reason the Patriots would love a more mobile quarterback, okay, more mobile, is because Belichick knows how much harder to defend they are. You got to play zone. You can't turn your back on a man-to-man. Like, it creates a whole different set of problems. And so in a perfect world in the modern game, would you want a guy who can run a little and get you 50 yards? Sure. Why not?
Just stand by. My computer skills. Let's go from 20 down. Okay, the last 12 picks of the NFL draft. You tell me if Taysom Hill would make sense on this team. Number 20, Jacksonville.
Yes.
Yeah. 21, Philly.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, 22, Buffalo, we've been over, no. 23, New England, yes. 24, New Orleans, no. 25, Minnesota?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So, by the way, New Orleans might be a yes, depending on what happens with Breeze.
Well, I mean, but they're not giving up the pick for him.
Oh, right, so, right. Like, okay, just, gotcha.
26 is Miami. Via
yes.
Houston. Yes.
Absolutely yes.
27, Seattle.
No.
No.
28, Baltimore.
No.
No.
29, Tennessee.
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
30, Green Bay. 31, Kansas City. 32, San Francisco.
No, no, no.
No, no, no. So that leaves us with Jacksonville, Patriots, Vikings maybe, and Tennessee.
And correct. Jacksonville kind of makes no sense because they might have something with Minshew, so why would you bring in Taysom Hill?
But they need a quarterback.
Yeah,
so,
right.
I mean, put him on the list.
He's an unknown at the very least.
So, I mean, if you know...
Tennessee's a good one.
Tennessee's a good one.
Because, again, he's a big physical guy. That's how they play there.
He's Tannehill, but could be better.
Right. Right. You know, and so that makes a lot of sense. I mean, hell, weren't we talking about Cam Newton in Tennessee at one point? Like, you know, as a potential fit there? Like, there are a lot of guys that would fit with Tennessee with the way they want to do it. Like, he'd be perfect in a lot of ways for Tennessee.
Okay, as promised, back to your phones right after Murray's 90-second update here. No commercials. Just stand by.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.